Right, welcome everybody to another episode of Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, and my co-host, a very good friend, is Dave.
Hey there, Chris, and hello to all listeners out there. Welcome to Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. We are covering Love Island UK Season 10, Episodes 21 and 22. Now, Chris, where would you like to start today?
Well, Dave, the reality radar is back, my friend. It has taken over 20 episodes. I have a prediction. So Molly has gone. We both speculated that we haven't seen the last of her. She's gone on to, you know, the After Sun with Maya Jama. She's talked about things. I still think, Dave, the reality radar is this. Katie and Zach, I'm not buying it at all. I think Katie's gone in there with a game plan from the producers. Hence, we'll talk about what happened on the last episode with between them two, which I thought was one of the best bits of Love Island ever. but I think that Molly is going to come back in and her and Zach are going to, you know, show undying love for each other. You know, Zach looked like he didn't give two fucks once you left, Dave, because he didn't say, I'll come with you. I'm not saying Molly wouldn't have gone with Zach either if he'd have gone. But at the same point, I was like, yeah, we sort of know where this is going. And Ty's going, look, she's not your girl. You can't leave. And I'm just like, he's going nowhere, Ty. Do not even worry about that. So the reality of our prediction is Molly is not done on this season, even though she's back home and she's doing a bit of the PR and stuff. I think the Casa thing, as we predicted and some other people predicted, there's something not quite right about the way this all finished for me.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be a Casa or more thing, but there's definitely more to the story, isn't there? And I think on Friday we were saying that, you know, both of us were saying that, oh, she'll probably wander off to another date or something. And then on Sunday, I think the pictures started to break, didn't they, of showing her at the airport. And it's like, oh, fucking hell, they're really committing to this ruse, aren't they? And then she appears on After Sun, and I'm like, yeah, she's going to go back. You know, when you're really certain of something, and despite all the evidence, you're still, nope, it's this way or that way. So, yeah, it does appear like it was just a bit of a shocking dump in there, but I still think there is something that, there's something going on behind the scenes. This isn't a precedent that we're just going to suddenly see. You know, for a little while, it was kind of Molly Island, wasn't it? And then, you know, she was the focus of their attention for a while. And I just don't buy that they would, because ultimately they can play fast and loose with the rules, can't they? You know, someone can end up single and then they hang around. Oh, what was his name? Fucking Hugo last year. Just hung around for almost the entire fucking season and did nothing, you know. So they just decide that there are no actual rules to this. But, you know, to all intents and purposes, it does seem like she's off. And I'd say I did watch a little bit of After Sun. And, you know, when she's on there, it's like, are you going to wait for her? Yeah, yeah. Audience, do you think Zach will wait? And like the panel and everything, and everyone's like, nah, not a chance. And I agree with them. I just think Zach has shown absolutely nothing that he's really that into Molly. So I was never buying it. And then, of course, you know, it looks like he's kind of trying to chase after Katie. And fucking Mitch there, old sniffer. I tell you, Chris, he's playing the fucking long game, he is. Because he's thinking, right, if I could get Zach, you know, to couple up with Katie, when I get out, you know, I'm going to chase down Molly and see if I can rekindle things. I swear that is his long game. Because he's fucking, I don't know why he doesn't get called out more for his, like, blunt, clumsy, ham-fisted fucking manipulation. It's just, I said the other day, you know, I kind of flip-flop. He's a bit funny sometimes, but his constant fucking shit-stirring, it does great after a while.
Yeah, and it's funny, actually, Dave, because he reminded me of David Brent. He was a bit there later, and I know that I'm trying to jump too far, but when Mehdi and Whitney had that disagreement, and he appears from nowhere, it was perfect timing for him to go, go and get the guitar. You know, he just reminded me of David Brent. He just, He came into shot perfectly, like he'd been waiting at the side for them to have a fallout, for him just to, and even Britney's like, don't come over being messy, Mitch. Please don't. You know, like, just to say, fuck off and leave me alone. I don't need to listen to your shit. So, yeah, he's there like a bad smell. And I don't think he offers anything, does he? I mean, he was saying when Molly, oh, yeah, I'm gutted. She's gone. Oh, yeah, of course you are, mate. Really? No, you're not. What a load of bullshit. You've tried it on with all sorts of girls in there to stay in the fucking villa. It just, yeah, he's a fucking ridiculous character, Dave, but someone who I sort of quite enjoy watching because he's just an absolute buffoon at times. It's just like, he's so ridiculous. Like you said, great word, actually, from clumsy. He's very clumsy in his delivery and everything, in everything he does. That's probably a great description of his time in the Love Island villa.
Yeah, he thinks he's like Littlefinger. He thinks he's like doing all this clever manipulation behind the scenes and whatever, but it doesn't come across that way at all. I think he'll be one of the ones that the producers will keep around for a while because he does shit stir. But, you know, as you've said there, he sort of offers nothing. You don't really see him having a connection with anyone other than Zach, who, you know, suddenly they're fucking besties.
Yeah, it's bollocks, that, wasn't it? Absolute bollocks. But I tell you what, David, talk about besties, Zach's besties. I know we talked about this off podcast and we had a little bit of a disagreement on this, but where do you stand with Ty and Ella? Because Ella is pissing me off because she keeps going back to him. But Ty, some of the stuff, I missed the game. And it's like, and she still goes back to him no matter what he says or does. She got an eye getting frustrated with her, but I'm like, I think he's treating her so poorly. And it's like, he knows he's got her there. And every time someone new comes in, like Katie and all that, you know, he's chatting to her. And then Ella has a go at him. And he's like, yeah, yeah. And that's when he come up with a missed the game stuff. But yet they still want on a date together. And I'm like, and she's like over the moon to the girls. One minute she's crying, saying like, he's a fucking wanker. You know, why does he do this to me? I'm there in front of him. Why is he doing this? And I think she's right to be upset. Next minute though, Dave, she loses all respect for me because she goes on the date, comes back like they're getting fucking married. And he's like, yeah, yeah, I've shut myself off. What? Until the next bombshell comes in, Ty. Really? What a fucking pair of bellends, Dave, I've got to say.
I agree with the last bit. I do think there is a nuance to how we see this, because for me, I do think Ty has been transparent. He's not at any point, he's not said, like, oh, yeah, I've only got eyes for you, and, you know, it doesn't matter who comes in, and then does the exact opposite, you know, when someone comes in, he's chasing after them. No. And what was annoying me in last night's episode in particular, I mean, talking about Mitch being clumsy, the whole fucking I missed the game thing, it was like, oh, did you hear yourself when you said that? It was very, very poor, I thought. But all along the way, he's not really been deceptive about how he feels. And then he's almost saying that, you know, give it a bit more time and I might get there. And then she's christening like, well, what will change, you know, tomorrow? What will change from now to tomorrow that would be different to make you want to close off then? It's like, you've been in there for a fucking few weeks and you're wanting to settle down with a mortgage. I just, for me, she's too intense. And he's been transparent about, you know, being open and stuff like that. But for me, the whole closing yourself off thing, that was pressure coming from her onto him. And then he was sort of pressured. You know, it reminds me a little bit, Chris, of Curtis and Amy, right? And I tell you what, I don't think this will end well.
No.
I'm fucking here for it.
I do think it lays more at Ty's door. I've got to disagree there. However, Dave, I've got to say, the one thing that we're probably why this thing with Ella is, she actually looks like she's probably the only contestant ever to come in Love Island who actually wants to find love. Genuinely, it's like she's quite naive in the way she delivers some of the stuff, you know, the way he's treating her. And it's, and I do think there is a little bit of truth what you're saying. It's sort of like, have you ever watched the show? Because she does, every time I watch it, I'm like, Ella, this is not the show for you to find someone who you truly love. A bit like what Leah did a few episodes ago crying. And it's like, so obviously all relationships have failed. First thing you do, let's go on Love Island, because that makes perfect sense. Not to hurt you, break your heart again. Let's go on national TV. So I think it does come across that. I think she might like the fame side of it, whatever. But I think as this has gone on, it's like she wants a connection, and it's almost like everyone else is going, you do know this is Love Island, and people just split up randomly, unless they think they've got a shot at the OK magazine deals afterwards and all that stuff. So, yeah, there could be truth in that, Dave, but I just think his delivery is poor at times, and he's just there to be with the guys and just have a bit of a thingy. So when he said he was cut off after that date, I was like, yeah, we'll see the next episode, pal, because I'm not believing that for a minute. Now, Dave.
Yeah, sorry, before we move on, though, I do agree that, like, if she was outside, you know, or if the pair of them were outside and they'd been together for a few weeks, then I think, you know, that is worthy of a conversation to say, you know, are we exclusive or whatever? But, you know, I agree. I think he's watched the show a bit more, you know? And again, for me, it'd be much worse if he said, oh yeah, I've only got eyes for you or whatever, and then a new bombshell comes in and then he wants to chat to him and finds out he's got a better connection, and then he has to go back on what he said. So the thing where I'm saying is he's being transparent about where he is, but the pair of them just do my fucking tits in because they're just fucking arguing. They're at opposite ends of the scale, aren't they? They're either having a fucking argument about something or all lovey-dovey.
Yeah. There's not an in-between, is there? There's no. Like, we don't, so yeah. Probably the basis for a great relationship, Dave, but there you go. I'll tell you what, Dave, I know we've got an email on this, and I've seen loads of people say this in the chat, seen it on social media, everything. We did the stripping game, so let's talk about that. So we got the stripping game, and it was a little bit cheeky, Dave. Cheeky being the operative word. I know that was mentioned a lot. a lot of the outfits, lots they desired. I thought the guys were pretty poor. I think Ty was the only one. I think the girls were raving over. He had the moves and all that. But the girls proper put it all out there. They definitely won that. We know they're going to win that. But Dave, fucking Mehdi with his fucking running trainers on. And I thought that was inappropriate, kissing all the girls like that. Inappropriate, maybe it's a strong word, but I just thought he was taking the piss a little bit, wasn't he? And you could see, like, Cady and that turned away. And his whole delivery after it with Whitney was like, you're a wanker. And there's a bit there when he was definitely gaslighting her. So what did you think of all that, Dave? What did you think the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, a few people had called out, hadn't they? There were these little warning signs with Mehdi before, but I thought it wasn't a warning sign. It was a massive fucking red flag. I think, right, in the challenges, you're always walking a bit of a line, aren't you? It's all a bit fucking flirty and everything. And sometimes someone can do something that's perceived as being slightly over the line. So in this case, you know, kissing all the girls, I'm sure people have done that in the past and no one's batted an eyelid. But when, you know, so Chris, we've only just come out of the fucking pandemic, haven't we? It's like, fuck's sake, man, keep it in there. But yeah, I thought it was ill-judged to kiss all the girls. But, you know, if he's super fucking competitive and he's absolutely going for it, I think he could have still rescued that situation. For me, the worst thing was just how he behaved after, because he just wouldn't fucking listen at all. And he was gaslighting. He was trying to make out that it was like Whitney's problem and wouldn't, you know, if he's gone for it, you know, and really tried to win, and then, you know, it's blown up in his face and he's clumsy's word of the day, kids. He's sort of hurt Whitney's feelings, but didn't realize, just fucking apologize for it. Unreserved, just, I fucked up there. I didn't realize, you know, I didn't think. It's not a full excuse, but, you know, that is what it is. And then just, like, you know, taking it from there. But I thought he was really nasty the way he behaved after that. So, yeah, I'm fucking definitely off the Mehdi train.
100%. I agree completely with that. It's just his delivery was wrong, blaming her, and she wasn't happy. And then he saw his ass with her after he kissed all the girls, and he's like, you need to have a think about what, and I'm like, wow, what a prick. What a prick. So yeah, there's some big red flags, which initially I didn't really see, Dave, but a lot of people have seen it. And unfortunately, what happens with what I find interesting, and it's really nice people share this, you know, on social media or wherever it is, you know, on the, our format and so on the platform, is that they've been in relationships with people like this, you know, men and women, and you can see it straight away. So it does bring back that sort of, oh no, I can see where this is going straight away. And they called it from the start, and they've been right. He's not a nice guy for me at all. And when that, who the fuck's dressing him, Dave? Fucking man at CNA from 1975. He looks like a right bellend, doesn't he? He looks like he's going to play fucking golf. He's retired in his like mid 60s or something, the dick. Not that we can retire in mid 60s, Dave, maybe late 60s. These days in the UK, bunch of bastards. But he just looks ridiculous. The outfit's just, he's supposed to be 22. I mean, he looks about 40, let's be honest. But the outfits just do not suit him at all. He looks like a right knobhead.
Yeah, eBay pre-loved. but I wonder if he gets a choice of that. I don't know, he's French, isn't he? A bit off. Kind of maybe the fashion of what we're used to, but you know, he can dress himself how he wants, but it doesn't change the fact he's been a bit of a prick.
He's a prick, yeah. Now, Dave, before we talk about the main thing, actually, I've got a big problem this series with Ian Sterling. I think he's been shocking. I've had nothing that's really stood out where I think he's funny. He might get better, but I don't think he's been on form for a couple of seasons now. I just, some of his lines are just like, oh no. This is like, we're bordering on Christmas cracker jokes at the moment. Has he run out of material? I know it's difficult, it's on every night, but my word, I have really not warmed to him this series at all.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think he's really been on it since that season 5.
Yeah.
So I remember you and I were talking about it, and you were saying, oh, you know, he really makes the season because he's giving all the commentary and stuff. I was saying, oh, is it like Come Dine With Me? And you were like, it's even better. And it was. He was so funny and just taking the piss out of him. I don't know. I just feel like they need to mix it up a little bit. You know, and when we'd gone round to some of the other countries, so, you know, looked at Love Island USA, looked at Love Island Australia, we're always comparing people to Ian Sterling, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know, are they as good as him? Whereas, like, he's not as good as him at the moment.
That's a good answer, that. Yeah, that's true.
You know, he's like a tribute band of himself. So I don't know if his heart's not in it. He's just sort of, you know, he's doing it because it's an easy gig. But yeah, I don't think he's been on form for sure.
I agree. And when I saw before the show started what a day looks like when he records, and he's got a big fuck off Liverpool shirt in the background, Dave, that's nice. Put me right a off legend. Him. Legend, yeah, for you. Not for me. But Dave, the highlight of these episodes has been the Zach attack, who has got no fucking chat. My fucking wardrobe door's got more chat than this guy. I don't see what the attraction is, and I'm still sticking to the fact that Katie's gone in there with an agenda from the producers, Dave, and I also backs it up because she fucking pied him when he went to kiss her. I love that. I absolutely, the way he grabbed the neck, I wasn't happy with. He was like, yeah, come here. And she was like, no, you can wait. I'm not saying they might not kiss, but I did. That's when I was thinking, hang on a minute. Is she not going to get with him at all? Is this some like, is she going to get with someone else and just bin him off? And she's been told to just, because she's played the game before, do that. I don't know. But that bit for me was brilliant because fucking, as the great Mr. Horrocks would say, Bertie Big Bollock, Zach, fucking proper knocked down a peg or two. I had to nick your line there, Dave. Sorry, but fucking brilliant.
Yeah, I'm puzzled, Chris, about what the thing is with Zach, because a few of the girls have gone for him and he's got zero chat at all. Like, he's talking about is like, oh, yeah, and like, oh, you make me nervous and this, that, and the other. And there's just nothing to it. There's no actual substance at all. And I remember when he came in, loads of people said, oh, a bit disappointed with the bombshell. I don't know. Is it his energy? Is that it? What people are attracted to? The fact that he's tall? I don't know what it is, but I just don't see it. And that was funny. You know, I mean, if Katie had kind of leant in. I think the grabbing the neck thing would have been okay, but it did look a bit ridiculous, didn't
Yeah,
it? You know,
yeah, for
the
me,
way it
yeah.
all transpired. And it's, you know, you could tell what was coming when he was saying, oh, you know, you're a bit younger than the girls I tend to go for. Because she said something which made me think, oh, she's maybe got a bit of a complex that she's, I mean, she's a whole fucking 27, Chris, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of the girls are a lot younger in there. And so he's putting out there, he's sort of setting the bar, you know, that he likes an older woman. And so you could see where all this was going. And then he's trying to save face after that, isn't he? You know, he's trying to say, oh, you know, it makes her sexier, the fact that she knocked me back and stuff. It's like, fuck off. Fucking, I don't know about Bertie Big Bollocks, Bertie Bullshitter.
Yeah, fucking brilliant. And on national TV, fucking brilliant, Dave. Yeah. So let's see how that plays out. But there is still that little whiff of, is this a setup? That's just the fatigue, Dave. And obviously, with my 100% record of the reality radar, that's all I'm going to say.
Well, you're putting it on the line there, I guess. You know, that what, Molly will come in Casa Amor.
That's all I'm saying,
you
what, Dave.
If you get two
that
for two.
Two. It'll be a 3% chance of getting it right. Go on, say it. 1%, less than 1%, I think the words were, David. I've kept you to that for nearly a year
right,
now.
I don't know, because I kind of feel like they're going to do something with Molly as well. I'll give you 10%. There's a 10% chance that Molly will come into Casa Amor.
Right, I'll accept that. So, Dave, we've had another email from Karen. It's a good one. Medi needs to go. Hey, Chris and Dave. After last night's episodes, I'm completely off Medi. He's the definition of a fake nice guy. Whitney was rightfully pissed off that he kissed every girl in the challenge. And when she addressed it, he calmly to her, he pinned it all on... when she addressed it to him calmly, he pinned it on her and accused her of having an attitude. I think the term gaslighting gets overused, but what that was full-on gaslighting from Medi in last night's episode. He has shown some signs of controlling behaviour recently, but he overstepped the line with this one. I'd go as far to say I'd rather keep Sammy in the villa than Medi. At least Sammy offers entertainment to some degree, despite being a dickhead. Also, FYI, Zach is 26, not 22, so thanks for that, Karen. So, yeah, and I think, as we said before, the consensus has been Medi was just completely out of line there, Dave. You know, so let's hope it's an isolated incident. He don't carry on, because he's going to become a very, very unpopular contestant, and quite rightly, if he carries on doing this to Whitney.
Yeah, and I think it's almost, if I was the producers, I'd be looking at how you engineer him out of there. Because I've got to say, Chris, I mean, what does he actually offer?
Lovely lining jumpers.
Gives us some good Cliff Richard summer holiday callbacks, I guess. But yep. No, I don't know. I mean, I don't see anything with that couple at all. Whitney went to talk to, what's his name?
Montel.
Montel.
And he's a nice guy. I thought he was brilliant, actually, in the strip thing, actually. He was excellent, because he was like, I shouldn't be here. Why are all these girls dancing like that? He was so funny, Dave. He was like a kid in a sweet shop. I really thought he was... But yeah, she had a chat with him then, didn't she, after that?
Yeah, but then he seems quite taken with Leah, doesn't he? So I don't know if anything's going to happen there. But, I mean, we're going to have some fresh blood in the villa again, aren't we? I think. And, oh, Chris, I've got... Before we wrap up, I've got to say, someone called out and said... Sammy and Mal look like the Dolmio puppets. Now, I don't know about Sammy in particular, but Mal in particular does look like the Dolmio puppet. And I don't know if you've seen that. But,
I've seen it. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Dead ringer.
Yeah, yeah. Let's move quickly on from that one, Dave. But anyway, if you want to email us, cdrealitycast@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on social media, @cdrealitycast. If you do get time, please drop us a review on your podcast catching app, guys. We really appreciate it. We get all their charts, and good or bad, we'll read them out. We just appreciate anybody taking the time out to listen to the show and critique for good or, you know, bad. Like you say, if they're slating you, Dave, it's even better, because I will happily read it out, as you do if it's me. So there you go. If you get over to Facebook, Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast, come and join us over there, guys. Big thanks to Charlene, as always, for moderating over there, and all the active members on the page and in the chat as well. Great stuff. And there's loads of links for all the episodes. If you need to catch up, just have a look on the homepage and scroll down. And if you do want to support us a little bit more, get up to patreon.com/CDRealityCast. So the roll call of honour for today is Ken Gustafson, Lucky Lulu Green, Lauren Tracy, Susan Deedy, Katie Libby, Joanna Noreen, Chloe Brianna, Helen Keith, Gillian Zoe, Kristen Maggie, Kate Megan, Cassie Fiona, Emma, Nicola, Macy, Alex, Helen, Larissa, and Amanda. So thank you so much for your support, guys. That list gets bigger by the episode. So, so humbling. Thank you so much.
No, that's awesome, mate. And so any predictions? I know we've done a longer or mid-term prediction for Casa Amor, but what do you think? I think them, as much as it make me laugh if nothing happened between Zach and Katie, I think that's the next kind of storyline that we're going to see in the next couple of episodes, kind of how that all develops.
Well, the way fucking Zach didn't even bat an eyelid that Molly had gone, I don't think he's going to care about fucking Katie Day when he gets in Casa Amor. Let's be honest there. Kyle will do the same. I think Mehdi will do the same. I think all of the guys are pretty much nailed on. Mitch is just going to be still single if he's still in there, and he'll be trying it with every single girl he's got a connection with him. So we know that's going to happen. The guys are just going to be a bunch of wankers when they go in Casa Amor, Dave. I really think they will be.
Yeah, very, very much so. Okay, sir. Well, thank you very much. Thanks to all our listeners out there. Thanks to all our supporters. And we'll speak to you next time.
Bye.